This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. And this is BB Tanga and the Selenites. The group borrows its sound from all over the world. A little bit of oomph from American 70s funk, the call and response of Afrobeat, and the attitude of French pop. The lead singer, BB Tanga, comes from, well, just about everywhere.
I had a crush on her, my baby brown. Now my heart is bleeding, 'cause I'm looking after her, lately in the evening. Oh.
I was born in Central African Republic many years ago, and my father was a diplomat, so we used to travel a lot when I was a little kid. From 0 to 10, I was traveling. So I started school in Moscow, in Russia. I went to Germany, Belgium. I was also in Brooklyn in 78, so maybe I saw the beginning of hip-hop or something like that. And then we went to France, and I passed all the rest of my life there.
So most of your teen years Paris.
In Paris, yeah, of course. Paris in a suburb, yeah.
So with all of those different influences, give me a sense of what's a song that you remember your parents used to play a lot, or some piece of music that you still remember that was a favorite of theirs?
My parents both, when we were young, they're both a record of Ella Jenkins.
Ella Jenkins, who I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, she's an American singer. She's doing all those Negro songs, spiritual songs, and gospel. And I was raised in it because my parents used to play this record every day, every morning before we go to school. And there were songs like, well, it's a lot of me, it's just a lot of money. Who's gonna be your man? Your man.
Oh, Lordy, me, yes, it's oh, Lordy, mine. Who's gonna be your man? Who's gonna shoe your pretty little foot? Who's gonna glove your hand? Who's gonna kiss your red ruby lips? Who's gonna be your man?
This is it.
Well, no,
you don't know.
I feel very guilty about it. But of all the influences in the album, funk and French pop.
Yeah.
And a song like, we have one song, Poet of the Soul, which is actually based on a Walt Whitman poem, Leaves of Grass. So gospel was the last thing I was expecting you to say just now.
Yeah, no, because, I'm saying this because when you listen to some kind of Negro spiritual or gospel, it makes you be an open person, so you can listen to everything after this. So my base was this. And now, of course, there's a lot of mixture in what we're doing. Actually.
Right, this song, Poet of the Soul, tell me a little bit about it. It's got a real funky vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I didn't know this poet called Walt Whitman. We got a lot of books in his studio. So when we just playing music together, we have those books. And if we want to sing, we just take the book. And I did the same, I just opened a book of a poem of Walt Whitman. And I was reading it. It was like I was talking, They call him the cosmic poet. Because the way he read things, it's like when you're talking. Like it was inside you,
Just you open up to Leaves of Grass, and you get this song.
I'm the part of the woman, the same as the man. And I say it is as great to be a woman as to be a man. And I say there is nothing greater than the mother of men. I chant a new chant of deletion and pride.
I'm the part of the soul. I'm the part of the body. I'm the part of the soul. I'm the part of the body.
Now, you sing in three languages on the album, French and English. And is it Sango?
Yeah, you're right, Sango.
Tell me about that language and sort of which one do you write in?
Sango is my first language. And I express myself in Sango when I'm talking with my mother, with my brothers and sisters. It comes naturally. We start speaking in French and then it turns to Sango. So it's really under my skin, and when I'm writing songs, it depends on what I'm talking about, you know.
You do it a different way each time.
Yeah.
Well, the song, one of the songs that I love is in Sango, and I think it's called Banda Aguikoa.
Aguikoa.
Aguikoa. That's about the point in the song where in my kitchen I put down whatever I'm doing to just have my little dance break in the middle of the kitchen. Translate, what does the song mean?
This is the name of a food, because this food is very tasty. I really like it. It's tasty, it's spicy, it's made with vegetables and fish. And when we eat it, it has to be really hot, you know?
Okay.
So this is why we call it Banda Gikwa. And it's about a food that I really love, because, you know, I really like it, because when I'm in France and I miss my country, my mother, when she was in France, she just cooked that thing and I'm eating it. It's just like I'm transported to my country. Banda Gikwa, the younger thing that brew. Banda Gikwa, na bina lao. Banda Gikwa,
na toko chikao. And you've been touring many countries in Africa over the last few months. And is this a song that gets a lot of response from the crowd, or do people know you more for your kind of funk and French kind of pop sound?
Both sides. But this song made them go crazy, you know. People were jumping in the crowd. It was really... They heard Banda Gikwa, everybody jump off. They said, okay, Banda Gikwa.
Yeah, well, it had that effect on me, so I believe it.
I was really happy.
Well, Bibi Tanga, thank you so much for talking to us about the album.
I'm talking too much. Thank
There's
you so much.
There's never, never enough for radio. We love it.
Thank you so much.
Bibi Tanga, his new album is called 40 Degrees of Sunshine. Our program is directed by Monica Evstatieva, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. We had engineering support from Sean Phillips. Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. The staff includes Graham Smith, Franklin Cater, Andrea Hsu, Gabe O'Connor, Carol Klinger, Justine Kennan, and Rhonda Ray. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Audie Cornish. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.